going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
He did have a 50-40-90 season, I'm pretty sure.
That's what we've been doing here in Portland for decades, taking mediocre players in our own heads and turning them into great players. They should be all-stars. Myers Leonard's a four-time all-star.
I think part of that is, like, we don't get a lot of
nice things.
Press here, you know. We don't get a lot of coverage Portland anyway. Like, there, even when Dame was on the team, and Portland was good. There weren't a lot of TNT games. There wasn't a whole lot of ESPN games. They were on.
Yeah, how many national media dudes know that like Danny Avdia is having like his best season ever?
Not a lot.
Chris Haynes.
Nobody else. You work for NBA TV.
I think someone would like tell Stephen A. Smith that and be like, that is ridiculous. Danny Avdia.
Who's Danny Avdia?
You know, that would be.
He is a sixth option at best.
You know, that would be the narrative. So we don't get. Honestly. Outside of, you know, Clyde and those guys and you know, maybe those early Blazer, those, you know, early, late 90s, early 2000s Blazer teams, not a lot of eyes over here for any reason. Even with Brandon Roy was killing, like, it took Kobe saying, like, Brandon Roy is that guy for everybody to be like, oh, maybe Portland is something to watch, you know, but it took them getting Greg Oden for them to finally be like, oh, well, maybe. But outside of that, like, nobody talks about Portland. They just don't know.
2014, 2015, Myers Leonard. 15 minutes a game, played in 55 games, shot 51% from the field, 42% from three, and 93.8% from free throw. The guy,
yes, he was a shooter.
That's legit for, you know,
he's a bucket getter.
The free throw line is that's the one that's, you know, that would be impressive just because not a lot of bigs shoot that well from the free throw line. So,
you think Clyde Drexler's mad at the Blazers because they drafted Myers or for other things? That article last week. Clyde's got some beef. You guys didn't see it?
With Myers?
Oh,
Leonard?
I think
with
I heard.
The Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, he's always had
shocker,
a beef with the Blazers.
No, but like their whole, what was it, their 90 and 92 finals reunion with all the players.
And, Clyde is never there. I was at the last time they did that. And Clyde wasn't there then.
Well, he basically said that he never got the invite. The Blazers said the invite was in the mail, so we're kind of...
Oh, got lost in the mail or
Who's still sending mail?
That's a good question. I'm not sure we're talking like the literal mail here,
But I'm sure Clyde Drexler, because I'm not sure if he still works for Houston, the Rockets.
Ooh, the Rockets
or something
color
like that.
Analyst on TV. I can't remember.
Still does that, but I'm sure he has an agent that they reach out to and say, hey, or a manager that says, hey, we're doing a Blazers reunion for 92. Yeah. We'd love you to be here. Like,
no one slid in his DMs.
That's crazy. Like,
he said some other things too.
Portland Trailblazers didn't DM him. Hey, boo. Yep.
I think, you know, Clyde has a legit, you know, gripe with the Blazers at certain points. And then you throw in the fans that automatically put Dame above him. It's like, okay.
Oh, he had nothing but glowing things to say about the fans. He's like, the fans in Portland, miss you. You're the best ever. Like, it was a joy playing for you, and I wish I could have delivered a title.
We had the one guy that was compared to Michael Jordan. There have been three guys in NBA history that have been compared to the greatest player ever, right? And Clyde was one of them at one point. So I'm not mad at that.
Had no idea that he was the commissioner of the Big Three League.
He was initially. Yeah.
Or it says he currently works as the commissioner.
Well, does he still? I mean, okay. Smart. Good on Ice Cube for getting some,
Do you guys ever watch the Big Three?
Absolutely not.
No, it's once. Listen, it's pretty competitive basketball. And then you get a chance to see dudes like Iso Joe play all of a sudden. Like, man, it's watching those guys go, what, Jeff Teague is still nice.
If you get me Caitlin Clark in the league and like start just doing some kind of wacky circus style games, like I might watch, okay? But other than that, probably
not. Those games competitive, they cuss. They go real, real hard. It's like half court.
Do you get to hear the cussing?
It's pretty.
Yeah, they mic'd up. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're mic'd up. That's what interests me.
Myers Leonard also has a new single out called Honky Tonk at Home.
Oh, good Lord.
Hell yeah, brother.
Where is he from?
Illinois.
That's what I thought.
I'm pretty sure.
White boy university.
He says he was born in Virginia, but I'm pretty sure he went to college in Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as far as...
That tracks then, if he's from Virginia.
Yeah, his high school, Robinson, Illinois...
And by the way, I do have to give credit. It was Kerry Eggers that wrote the story. Great local journalist. I don't want to make I got to make sure that I credit him for writing that Clyde Drexler story. But basically, Clyde said that the Blazers have an F in fostering relationships with ex-players in that department of things.
You know, that's true, so because that we don't see
that was his main gripe.
We don't see Rasheed very often or ever. The one time I saw him, remember when Kobe was retiring and the Nike ran that commercial. With all the people singing and everything, and there was guys, Paul Pierce and Rasheed Wallace popped up, and he was holding
the Blazers. Was this like a COVID thing, like singing Imagine or something?
No, it was the Kobe commercial during when he was getting ready to retire. And it was I've been loving you so long to long to stop now. And then so you have all these players and different people.
The players were singing it?
There were a couple there. So it was like Phil Jackson, and you have Rasheed Wallace in there and Paul Pierce and, you know, people wearing Spain jerseys and stuff like that. Like all the hearts that Kobe broke over his career.
I see.
You know, so it was all those people kind of around. But Sheed was holding a Blazers hat. Wasn't wearing one, but was holding a Blazers hat. But we don't see Sheed. We don't see Pippen. We don't see even that team from 2000. That's one of the best teams ever. Guys. We don't see Bonzi. Like, yeah, I don't think the Blazers do a great job of reaching out to, why don't we still have a retired Arvydas Sabonis' number?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Yeah, well,
that one.
Hall of Famer. We still ain't retired his number?
We have allowed Myers Leonard, speaking of, we've allowed Sergio Rodriguez, we've allowed the great Vladimir freaking Stepania. I'm pretty sure Luke Babbitt wore 11 for the Blazers. We have allowed all these scrubs to wear number 11 for the Portland Trail Blazers. And for some reason, Dave Twardzik's number is hanging in the rafters.
Well, I think
and Arvydas is it? Like,
well, no. I think the Blazers got a little wild with their jersey retirements in the 70s and early 80s.
They're everybody's number.
Guys, I think we need to.
But he's a Hall of Famer, Joe.
We got to pump the brakes
here. Arvydas is literally in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I hear you.
What they did
you.
Is they retired everybody from that championship team's number. And then they retired, you know, the Shawns and all that stuff. But you mean to tell me that Brandon Roy isn't, you know, doesn't have his jersey. Absolutely. Brandon Roy bought this franchise back to being back in the mainstream. Like, let's not do that. They were the Jailblazers prior to that. At those games, and nobody was there. We were literally moving down to the third row because nobody was at those games and everything. And Brandon Roy won the Rookie of the Year and ended up bringing this franchise, like, back to respectability, back to the playoffs and all that stuff.
I mean, the last jerseys we retired were, Drexler and Porter. And then, you know, Walton, Lloyd Neal, Jeff Petrie, of course, Jax Ramsey, Bob Gross, Lucas, Larry Steele, Lionel Hollins.
77.
The Blazers did
Dave
it weird.
Twardzik.
Yeah, with Terry Porter and Bob Gross at the same time. Remember, they retired both of their number 30s, and this was after Rasheed Wallace also wore number 30 for Portland. So also kind of a middle finger to Rasheed Wallace in that as well.
No Buck Williams? You mean to tell me there's no... Jerome Kersey up there,
like, double zero, Kevin about? Duckworth.
No, these are all stars. Like, what are we talking about? No Cliff Robinson. Like, okay, like, I get it, but you're talking about
83 for Craig Smith or Rhino.
Man,
oh my God!
Yeah, get a Tyrus Thomas jersey up there.
What about Slavko Varanis in 2004, number 29? What the hell?
But I'm saying we've had all time great people play for the Trailblazers that probably should have their jersey. Drazen Petrovic played here.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Like,
man.
I mean, there's
before
jerseys,
he was great, or before the Blazers did not allow.
We're just
going to
run
great.
Out of jersey numbers. I mean, we can't just retire them all.
There's 1 to 99. There's tons of numbers out there for dudes to choose from.
Like, oh my God, Malcolm Brogdon, Bryce McGowan's both getting to wear number 11. Like, come on, stop it for the Blazers.
So maybe there's something.
I think it's the most worn number in Blazers history, number 11.
So maybe there's something to what Drexler is saying. You know, as far as how Portland. Now. Reaches out and how Portland kind of has that relationship with their former players. Like, I can see that.
Yeah, number 11 is the most worn number in Blazers franchise history.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There are some okay ones, like Jamal Crawford on there. I guess you could say Josh Hart is an okay choice for number 11.
Luke Babbitt.
I think I included him in my rant. Vladimir Stepanya, Sergio Rodriguez.
Hey.
Come on.
I thought Sergio was 5.
Sergio wore number 11.
Okay.
We let Kevin Knox wear number 11, like basically a two-way player.
Oh, for yeah, a year.
Come on, guys.
Hey, but we did have NS Freedom. Remember?
He wore three different numbers, didn't he?
I don't know. It says he wore 11 in 2021.
Here, let's see. He wore 00 and 11 for the Blazers. Yeah, he wore 00 after Melo, and then when he came back, he wore 11.
Come on, Blazers, do better. Like, if that's the case, and you're alienating the greatest, in my opinion, the greatest Trailblazer of all time. Nobody did more for this franchise as a player than Clyde Drexler.
All right, we did not get to what I wanted to.
Sorry, I hijacked the segment there.
That's whatever. It's sports. It falls into the sports file. Topics.
Well, thanks.
So it's up and it's good.
Thanks for letting me get the Arvidas stuff off my chest. Seriously, that one, I'm glad that you brought it up. That one really, of all the Blazers mess ups or screw ups, that one just eats at my crow, probably close to the most.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.